Lagos, welcome. It's Health Thursday on the Crossfire today. We've got 45 minutes to discuss health this morning. You can join our conversation on Health Thursday on Facebook and on YouTube right now because we're streaming live on those two platforms. Today we shine the light on a cancer survivor, a lady who has shifted from illness to wellness through some unorthodox way, if you like, some ways that she'll be sharing with us. In fact, she has written a book to that effect. She has poured all her experience, all her journey, you know, in that book. We'll be talking about all of these things. If time permits, we'll take as much questions as possible, because I know that you have questions for her. We'd like to hear from you in that regard. Now, if you're a cancer survivor as well, or you're still living with cancer, or you've been through it and beyond cancer, we'd like to hear from you. Do believe cancer can be cured through alternative therapies alone? Some people believe that. If you don't believe it, you can also share your thoughts. So according to cancer.org, alternative therapy refers to non-standard treatment used in place of standard treatment. That's according to cancer.org. And according to American Cancer Society, dedicated to helping people who face cancer and offers programs and services to help during and after cancer treatment, they're saying that lifestyle medicine is a newer field that describes its approach as preventing and treating illness through healthy eating, physical activity, and other healthy behaviors without the use of medicine. Let me at this juncture bring on my guest this morning, Mrs. Ololo Emorowe Abeke. I don't know if that's Yoruba or Mrs. Ololo. Let's stick with that. You advise me on the Abeke part later. Good morning to you, madam. Please move closer to the mic so people can hear you clearly. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you today?
Great.
It's good to have you here.
It's a privilege.
Please advise me. Yeah, the last part, is it Abeke or Abeke?
Abeke, I'm from Delta State, Sapele proper.
Oh, wow. So what Abeke is...
That is my son name.
Oh, wow.
Abeke. Yeah. So it has nothing to do with Yoruba.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's start with, you know, the message in your book that cancer is curable.
It is.
How do you mean by it? Many people seem to think that it's not curable, that you can only manage it.
Cancer is curable to the extent to your level of discipline. It is curable, and to your level of will and determination. If you tell yourself, if you already have cancer, that this cancer will not kill you, you will kill the cells out of your body, God helping you, you will.
Let's start from how it started. How did you find out? I've read the book, but please tell my listener in few words, like, how did it start? You went to the doctor. The doctor said, don't worry about it. It's nothing. And you something within you kept telling you that, nah, this has to be something. Tell us about that journey.
Yeah. I had a lump between my breast and my armpit. Okay. And that is what many women actually have now. Just lump. And I'm managing them properly by the grace of God. So I went to the hospital and I told the doctor. The doctor told me that it was just swollen lymph nodes. That I shouldn't bother about it. And then what is swollen lymph nodes? It means there is infection and the lymph nodes is trapping in. They're like soldiers. They just stop you there and then it gets swollen. And then the thing was just there 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. And I said, if it is swollen, this is not part of my body, then the swollenness should come down. At least it should come down. It's not part of my, it was never there. Mm-hmm. So how come? I will go to the doctor. Funny enough, I go to the doctor, not because of it. Maybe when I'm sick, when I want to take the children, you know, for fever or that. Yeah. I say, hey, doctor, that lump is still there. We say, oh, don't worry about it. It's a swollen lump. It's a swollen and lymph nodes. And then that was it. And I read a lot, you know. I just read a lot. So I just tumble into something. And they say, ah, it could be an infection. So this infection, doesn't it ever go? So I took myself to the lab to go and do tests. And the nurse started telling me what the book is talking about. So I said, no, I'm going to seek a second opinion.
Okay.
On my own. Hmm. If I, when I went for the lab, they asked me, who referred you? I said, I referred myself. So the doctor was laughing. He said, you referred yourself. So when they did the test, I said, please, can you read it for me? He said, no, I can't read it for you. Go and give it to a doctor. I said, I told you I referred myself. So which doctor am I going to give it to read?
Hmm.
He said, oh, you must be a funny Nigerian. If you can sit down there, wait for me, I will read it for you. And then I said, I will wait. He said, you will have to wait. I said, I will wait. I have a book I'm reading. I will wait the whole day. Because I have no doctor. I mean, the doctor that have been telling me is just a swollen lymph node.
He kept telling you that it was nothing. There was a swollen lymph nodes because of infection or something.
Yeah, so it didn't make sense for me to meet him. So and I said, you read it for me. And the guy kept moving past to and fro. You know how busy offices are.
Yeah.
And I said, you are still here? I said, yeah, I'm still here. So he read it. He said, oh, it's a swollen lymph node. Madam, just go. So I started laughing and I left. And then I just, you know, continued laughing. And I said, this is not part of my body. It should just go. So I now went to do another test.
Okay.
And then they now told me I should go and do another test again. That was when they now started all this grammar in the book, some of them. That was the first time of coming across them. So I started reading. Then there was no, you know, this network, Google and all that. So I now went to check encyclopedia, medical encyclopedia, anything medicals. And because I'm not a medical person, when I read one stuff and I don't understand, I have to read and read, go to the primary level, go down to the basic to understand.
Find the roots of the word.
So I can read one thing 10 times just to understand what it's talking about. And that was how the doctor told me. And then the last test I did, all this I was doing normal without telling anybody. And then when the doctor actually told me to do the last test, when I went there, he told me that, did you come here alone? I said, yeah, should I come with somebody? He started saying, you have cancer. And I said, in my mind, it's not me you're talking to. How can I have cancer? He said, are you hearing me? I said, how do you? You know, because if I say, I reject it in Jesus' name, you know, that is what we are. No, he will just stop talking. So I just gave us in my mind, I said, it's not me you're talking to. You're talking to a ghost. I'm just sitting here. So he now said, can you hear me? I said, loud and clear. So what did I say? I said, you said she has cancer. Say she. Say you. I said, okay, I heard you. So she started talking, started counseling me, started speaking all the grammar. She said, are you hearing me? Do you know, as at that time, as they were hearing coming in here,
you were going out.
It was going out. So in my mind, how can God? In fact, by the time he finished with me, he said, I wish you came here with somebody. Please take care of yourself. And I left the office. You know what happened that day?
What happened?
As I left the office, he said, hey, cancer when they kill. Now this doctor said, I get. Make a yoku could die for here. So I just moved out. I started walking in the middle of the road.
What?
Yeah. So they were on him, madam, leave the road, madam, leave the road. Leave the road, leave the road. This woman, you want to kill your test? They're talking. And I was hearing, but you know, you can hear, but without comprehending what they're saying. So they talk, somebody pushed me from the road. In fact, the truth is that because I didn't have money with me, I was thinking the best place to go to was to go to just a hideout, a guest house. If just somewhere, you know, just hibernate.
Somewhere secluded.
Yes.
Somewhere, you know, that it's just with you alone.
Just me. And just let me comprehend more what the doctor is even talking about. You know? But somehow, how I got home, I don't know. How I got home. When I got home, I told my husband and my children, they were at home. I said, do you know what the doctor said? He said, no. He said, mommy, don't worry, you will come out of it. You're going to come out of it, and at the end of the day, you will give testimony to glorify God among the living. And I caught it. And I said, yes.
That's what you needed to hear.
This you cancer. Hear the word of God. I will fight you and I'm going to conquer you. I will fight you and I will win the battle. I will fight you and I will fight you to the end. And I'm going to give testimony. And to God be the glory. That is what I am encouraging you here. If you are listening to me, it doesn't matter what stage it is. tell yourself you will fight it and you will win it. That is why I'm here. I'm not stronger than you if you have it. Look at me. I am not stronger than you. If I can, you can.
If you want to look at her, we're streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch the show this morning. So let's talk about the fight. How did it start? What were the things that you did? In your book, you rightly explained in detail what lymph nodes means, what this means, what that means, carcinogenous, malignant, whatever it is. You explained those terms in your book. But we're going to skip all of those and go straight to how. What were the things that you did? You mentioned discipline and the rest of them. What were those things, you know, that you had to start doing?
You know, when they told me, of course, you know, I have read. I was the one that took myself to go and do the test. Nobody told me.
That's right.
So I've come across lots and lots. So I told myself, I'm not going to do chemotherapy. Because of all the plethora of side effects and all, I told myself, I'm not going to do chemo and radiotherapy. So I started, and I went to meet my health coach. God bless him, Reverend Tony Akiemi.
Okay.
Yeah. So I now went to meet him. So he now gave me instructions, and the instructions are in my book. The things I had to do. They are all natural. Number one, your diet. See, it is actually mostly a diet that causes cancer. So if your diet can cause cancer, your diet can also reverse it. But the things were difficult.
It's difficult, right?
Really difficult. They are difficult. The truth is, you smell food everywhere you go to. You see food everywhere you go to. You have your mouth.
Delicious food, sumptuous.
Tempting. But you cannot eat them. Not because you cannot eat. Just because you have to discipline yourself not to eat them. So, when he gave me those, I said, why won't I eat them? What is the essence of living if I cannot eat the things I'm supposed to eat? So, remember, I have told the cancer cells.
That's right.
I will fight you to the end, and I'm going to win. And with God on my side, I will testify. So when you say what you want to say, because faith without work is dead. While you are faith in it, you have to do the work. You have to do it. So and I said, okay, I will come out. So I'm going to do everything. And what are the things? Raw vegetables, fruits, so many things that are in the book. For example, I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
I can juice vegetable, my client would say not vegetable juice, they call it vegetable fruit smoothies.
Smoothies, yes.
Why is it vegetable smoothies?
Yeah.
Because when you blend them, there are roughages in it.
Okay.
So you don't throw away the roughages. You drink the juice and the roughage, and they are not palatable. For example, you use ugu and bitter leaf.
Okay.
That is your breakfast.
Oh, wow.
When boiled egg, fried egg, bacon, sausage, name it, is smelling in the kitchen. You now start drinking that. And when you now drink the juice, you now, you know, push it down with water. And because trust Nigerian Nepa, most of the time there's no light.
You can't preserve these things.
Sometimes we don't even have diesel or fuel to power the generator. Because let me tell you.
Tell me.
Cancer is a devourer. If you don't spend money a month, it's 150,000. That is if you don't spend. So, you know what I do? I will not plug this vegetable. I will not start. I will lock the kitchen. I will be eating it. You know the way goat eats leaves? You know? I'll be eating it. So I told myself, if this teeth can eat bone, you know those of us that love eating bone, you know the way dog
cracking
eats bone.
Bones,
cracking
yes,
bone.
Yeah.
If it can crack, although bone is sweeter,
yeah,
this teeth can eat vegetable. So I will not put the vegetable. I will eat, put vitamin.
On days that you couldn't blend because of lack of power.
Yes, because I don't have money. We don't have the money to fuel the generator. Because the truth is that cancer does not understand whether you have money or not. Cancer does not respect whether you are rich or poor. It impoverishes you. It gets to a point, it makes you and your money useless.
Oh my God.
So, and I said, money or no money, Nepa or no Nepa, Nigeria or no Nigeria, I'm coming out of this thing. Mm. So my teeth, you're my blender. So I will eat, put it in the vegetable, put it in my mouth. Mm. I will chew it, and I chew it. I will not use water to gulp it. Chew it, use water to gulp it. You know, I am alone in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So the children were not seeing me. Okay. So I was just doing that. It's not with
bitter leaf too.
Yeah, of course.
You chew bitter leaf raw?
Yeah, yes, chew bitter leaf raw. Right now, bitter leaf is not really bitter. Actually, bitter leaf is not really bitter, you know, because there is king of bitters. That one is more bitter. You eat it in the night, your mouth is still bitter in the morning. So bitter leaf is just like a little bit of sugary, comparatively. You will not be there in Jesus' name.
let's hear from our people. Let's just take a few calls, because I still have some questions as to how long you did this and how vigorously, religiously you did this, and what happened when you heard the result. I'm really, really interested. Let's take a few calls. 0700 993 993 993. And 01465-7190. If you got questions for Mrs. Ololu, feel free to call in, ask her your questions, and please make it short so that she can have time to answer those questions, because we are limited. The time is quite short. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning, you're here. Okay, the person is gone. Let's take another call quickly. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Oh, yeah. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. That's for the ladies. 01465 7190. If you want to be anonymous, it's free to be anonymous on the show. Okay. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Please turn off your radio. Thank you.
I just want to say, I know Mrs. Sololo very well.
Oh wow!
And everything she's saying is the truth.
Wow!
I just want us to be open-minded to learn all that she's saying. God bless you.
Oh, wow. Do you know that person?
No, I don't.
You don't know the person? Okay.
He didn't call his name.
We get that a lot on this show. Yeah. We get actual testimonies.
Actually, my book have gone around the world by the grace of God, and has helped a lot of people.
The book is called Goodbye to Cancer. I have it right here in my hands. I think we're due for a break. Are we due for a break? Okay, we're due for a break. Let's head out now, and we'll be right back to talk some more. Mr. Lulu is still here. I'll take more calls. All my lines, can you see the lines? They are all blinking. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready.
1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
You're never alone. Simply log on to our website.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And yes, we're back on the Morning Crossfire. Health Thursday is what you're listening to right now. I am Sheriff Quadri. Mrs. Ololo Abeke is here. She said Abeke is not Yoruba. That is from Sapele. Abi?
Yes.
I mean, it's an honor to have you here. My callers have a lot to talk to you about. Maybe we'll take one or two calls. We have some messages hanging in there on WhatsApp and across our socials as well. So let's share them. Let's take some feedback. Then we'll continue with because I really want you to discuss this book that you wrote, Goodbye to Cancer. I want you to talk about it. I've read it. Like I said, someone has hijacked the initial copy that you gave to me. I only just said go and check out this book, and the person has not left the book for me again. So let's take a few calls. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, please.
Yes, my question is, I've tried doing this thing
on my own.
Okay.
So, you know, I've heard this kind of information before.
Hmm.
But the issue is that vegetable doesn't feel. How does she, how did she cope? How did she manage? That's number one question.
Hmm.
Then secondly, after she must have been, after she had beaten cancer, I'm sure they told her, she went for tests and they said, you are free. Did she continue with the vegetables or she's mixing them or how is she, how is her diet right now?
Hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you too. Ms. Olu, let's attempt that first.
Yeah, when you juice your vegetable, like I said, you do not filter it.
Okay.
You know, because you don't, except you use this Resta blender that is about almost half a million.
Hmm.
If you have the general blender, it will not blend it very smoothly. So you will definitely have some roughages.
Hmm.
So what do you do? You eat the roughage as if you are eating chinchi.
Hmm.
It's not sweet, but you eat it because the roughage is filling.
Mm.
You drink the juice and then you eat the roughage, and because it's not something that is palatable, you keep gulping the roughage down with water,
okay.
Just water. Because when you take roughage, it will fill your stomach up, and then it's not just a cup of vegetable, maybe 2-3 before 12 or 1.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very, very filling and energizing.
Okay.
Yes, it's filling. Right now, the people are managing, that is what they are doing.
Hmm. How about after? She mentioned
okay,
that.
Okay, yes, after. Like now, by the grace of God, in less than 3 months, I will be 10 years cancer-free.
Wow. 10 cancer-free good 10 years. Wow.
10 good years.
Wow.
So I never went back to the food I used to eat.
Hmm.
I'm still eating those stuff.
Wait. You don't sometimes just taste chin-chin or...
Oh. Yeah, once in a while I cheat, you know. Sometimes.
Cheating is allowed.
It's allowed.
Once in a while.
But your definition of once in a while is not once in one week or once. It's
better.
Just maybe once in a
just
month.
Just see one small chicken and just throw inside there.
No.
No chicken.
No.
Okay, sorry.
That is
she
another
no
topic
chicken.
Of its own.
Okay.
We can talk about diet. It's a old stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Let's look at Pascal. Pascal is here. Pascal, hi.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
My question is, what are those vegetables she was
mentioning
and drinking? What are those vegetables?
Okay.
What are they?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you know, when you Google all this stuff, any plant, they will say the world richest this, the world richest that.
Mm-hmm.
That is because it is organic, the way God created them. There were no fertilizers, no pesticides, no herbicides and all that. So every food is actually great.
Mm.
And when God created the world, he created vegetable for every environment.
Yeah.
So in the environment we are in, if you read the Google, it's Oyibo plant that they have, asparagus and all those. We don't have them there. But here in Nigeria, we have things in our backyard. We have bitter leaf. We have king of bitters. We have hospital tufa. We have resurrection leaf. We have so many of them.
Mm.
So any dark green vegetable, you blend and you drink. Ewedu, okra. You blend them and you drink them.
Even okra?
Yes, okra is very, very rich. Just mix it with ewedu.
Mm.
You know, mix it, you know, blend and you drink. But you, of course, you know you have to wash very well.
Mm.
You can imagine blending ewedu and okra. You know, it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's very filling. You don't filter.
Mm.
Any dark green vegetable that is edible, you blend and you drink. Cabbage, you mix it with bitter leaf.
Mm-hmm.
The vegetable that is not bitter, you must add bitter leaf to make it bitter, because the number one food for cancer is sugar. And the sugar does not necessarily mean soft drinks.
Mm.
The carbohydrate we take, when they get to the body, they turn to glucose.
Mm.
So you have to, you know, turn your body terrain,
the
body environment, from the acidic environment to alkaline environment. And this is actually what the vegetable smoothie does for you. So any dark green vegetable in your backyard that you can eat, you blend and drink, please, raw.
Oladapo from Aton says, great journey, Ms. Zololo. I know her personally and could recognize her voice on radio. This is true. My wife and I have to buy and recommend her book. It is not easy, but the grace of God. Thank God for the victory. Oh, wow, they won too. He said they won. Oladapo, they bought your book and read.
Praise God.
Let's take that one. Feta.
All right. This one says, good morning, Mr. Sheriff. Mercy for Mikorodu, a teacher and my kids Okay, sorry, I was taking the wrong message. Good morning, Mr. Sheriff and Mrs. Olulu. This is Mercy from Ikorodu. It's great hearing this testimony and getting these tips. I have lost my mom, five of my aunts, grandmother, and a number of my maternal relatives to breast cancer. Though painful, the experience helped guide my lifestyle. I will include all these as preventive measures. Thank you, and God bless and keep you, ma.
Indeed. Let's take another call. If you'd like to call us, for the ladies, it's 01465-7190. And for the gentlemen, it's 0700-993-993-993. We have less than 7 minutes to go. After this call, Ms. Sololo would talk some more about her book, because I would love to hear about that. Good morning to you. Okay, that person is gone. Let's take another. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, please, go on. We're listening to you. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you anymore. I'm going to take another one. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Rita, calling from Egbeda.
Good to have you.
Please, I would like to ask her, congratulations, madam, on your fight against cancer. Please, what are the preventive measures?
Right.
For us to be able to fight against these things. We've not had it yet, but we don't want to have it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
The title of my book is Goodbye to Cancer. Is excuse me. Everything that you do to make sure the cancer dies from your body, is the same stuff you're going to use for prevention. You just don't, all the many don'ts and do's are the things. And what are the things? Just reduce your sugar intake. When I mean sugar, not just sugar in soft drinks and the sugar you put in your tea and all that. Just reduce your indulgence. That is a topic of its own, the prevention. And when I'm talking about my book,
let's talk about the book right away because of time. Let's go into it.
The book is for those people that already have cancer. Okay. If they follow the instruction, they will, with God on their side, they will definitely come out of it. Now, the book is not just only to fight cancer. It's also to prevent cancer.
Okay.
It is also to prevent cancer. And what are the things? Like, if food can cause the disease, food can also reverse the disease. Now, you have the diet part of the book. The diet part of it. Okay, let me just quickly give an example. I had a friend. She's a medical doctor. She had cancer. And then the cancer went into remission. And then she said, oh, my God, I have suffered for many years. I've not been eating well. You know this cancer food?
Right,
So let me just enjoy myself a little. No, I mean, just a few months. She went back to her diet. The cancer bounced back. Not only bounced back, went straight from two, three, went to four.
Oh, my.
Food. Just follow the diet. And what are the diet? Take food that will alkalize your body and reduce the food that will acidify the body. Because cancer cells swim, grow shoulder wings, and fly inside acidic environment. And what is the acidic environment? When you take things that will be feeding cancer, even when you don't have it, it's like putting fertilizer somewhere. Let me tell you, every human being have cancer cells. Every human being have cancer cells. But when your immune system is stronger, it suppresses the cancer cell. But when your immune system is weak and you are giving the body, fertilizing the body, acidifying the body, that dormant cancer cell that is in every man, they'll be growing, they'll be populating, they'll be populating.
How can people get hold of your book for those who want to get it and read? Where can they get it?
Avila is in Avila.
You're not prepared for that question, Avi. I did not.
Okay, I'll give you my number. You just call me.
Please do that.
Yes. Yes, you want my book 0816.
Okay.
12 11 11 4.
Can you take that number again?
0816.
Okay.
12 11 11 4.
Let's do that again.
0816
12 11 11 4. Okay, all right. I hope you got this. If you would like to have a number, please call her after this show. Not now, I beg. Let's get more calls. I think we have chance to, we have yeah, let's see. If we can squeeze it in, fine. If not, we'll have to call it a morning. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello. Hello?
Yes, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
I want to congratulate my sister, Mrs. Ndakara. She will know me.
Oh, okay.
Just want to thank her for her life and for the testimony she's giving. It's a big encouragement to everyone. God bless her.
Okay. Man. Thank you. You seem to be very popular than I thought.
A lot of people have actually bought the book.
Yeah?
A lot of people.
That's why you didn't prepare to tell us where they can get it.
No, if I have the privilege of being invited again, I will prepare for that.
I just like you. You're so humble, man. I mean, you should be celebrating. Anyways, let's just go. Thank you so much, Mrs. Ololo, for coming.
It's a privilege. God bless you. God bless Nigeria Info.
God bless everybody. God bless you.
I'm grateful. Thank you to the world. Thank you for hearing my voice. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ololo. Lagos, let's pause here. We have another set of guests that will be coming at this point, okay? Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3. We're not done yet. We'll be back.
Only one station gives you great talk every day.
On the show yesterday, you spoke about the tariff hike, electricity tariff hike.
Yes.
I'm hearing news today that it's being postponed till next year.
City of Lagos, did I say it yesterday? I am a prophet.
Hear the news and tell us your views.
Congratulations once again to Liverpool, despite the disastrous outing they had tonight.
Your number one station for talk.
You know, WHO gave a guideline for organizations,
right?
Yes, to implement to reduce the spread of coronavirus in your group, in your companies, here in in-group.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Stay one step ahead with the latest news and trending conversations.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready.
1 million Naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM.
This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Buddy.